Hebrews chapter 2. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Now, notice verse 4. God also bearing them witness of the word of salvation, both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, he says, according to his own will. Hallelujah. Now the subject of healing is about miracles. We're not talking about medication. Medication is not wrong. There's nothing wrong in medication. Medication is not a sin, but we're not discussing medication here. So when we talk about healing, we're referring to miracles. A miracle simply means that the power of God, okay, is working to bring a cure to a sickness and a disease. Make it very simple. The power of God is working to bring a healing and a cure to a sickness and disease. Hallelujah. So when we talk about healing, we're talking about a focus on the power of God. And let me show you something quickly. You can't find an information about this in a medical journal. Now, I didn't say medical journals are wrong. I just said you won't find it there, because now we're discussing miracles. Miracles, that is, the power of God is working to bring a healing and a cure. And this kind of subject is such that, I said it last week, you can't afford to just have your knowledge of it in the past. No. Healing is a subject that you have to hear all the time. And we're in some very interesting times where there are new sicknesses, new diseases, and you hear things like the sicknesses and life, the mortality rates, life expectancy. You hear all that, and that's just the fact that we're faced with every day. So it means that we need to regularly feed on the word. And God's word doesn't change. So that's the point. It says God bears witness with the gospel, with signs. He says, with wonders, diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, which means they attest to the word of God. So we want to focus on that. Now, last week, we said something. Remember that? That we treat the word like a seed. Remember? To plant it. To plant the word like a seed. And that's some aspect, you see, against causing the gospel. So that's an aspect that some of us might be too impatient. I don't want to use the word impatient, because you are born again. So if you are born again, you've got patience. Okay? But let's believe that, you know, sometimes some of us walk in the flesh. I don't know who said it. I'm not sure whether it was John Dewey. I was trying to check it before I came up. Or Brother Hagin. I'm not sure. But I heard it from Brother Hagin. That it appears like instant healing miracles has become a curse, because some folks do not know how to believe and receive a miracle, even if it doesn't happen immediately. And that's just true. Because of folks like that, when you lay hands on them, for example, and nothing happens immediately, you could almost read in their faces like, oh my God, it's not happening today. Oh my God, or it's not happening at all. And sometimes when you tell some folks, they say, okay, let's just pray about it. And then you get them on the phone, you say, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you. You're healed. And then, of course, sometimes you've got a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, say, check your bodies now, you're fine. It doesn't happen all the time. And they just feel, oh my God, I'm still feeling the pain on my chest. I'm still feeling the pain. You know? And it goes like that, and they think, okay, maybe another time someone else will pray for me. You know? They kind of feel that, well, if it's got to be faith, it's got to happen now. Now, but it's not all the time that healing happens immediately. It's not all the time that healing happens immediately. You know that, you know? Praise the Lord. We said last week you judge God faithful. You go back. Remember that? Amen. You do that last week. You just look back, right? And judge God faithful. Hallelujah. You know, God's done it before. He'll do it again. Amen. Hallelujah. You judge Him faithful. You judge Him faithful. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You judge Him faithful. Now, I told you that there's not every time that, you know, people get a hold of the healing immediately. It's not all the time. For example, let's see two examples in the New Testament, as we call them. Go to the Old Testament. Look at Luke 17. Now, you have the case of some lepers who came to Jesus. And they said in verse 13, Luke 17, "Have mercy on us, Master Jesus." Then He said to them, I'm going to talk about that shortly. He said to them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." Hallelujah. Go show yourself. You know, if I'm on my way to the priest, I'm wondering why. You know, I'm thinking in my head, why should I go show myself to the priest? Why? And I'm thinking, come on, why? I mean, why can't he just pray for me? Go show yourself to the priest. And the Bible tells us, look at it. It says, it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, which means it didn't happen immediately. As they heeded to the instructions. And that's something we all need to learn. We need to learn to heed to the instructions. And I'll talk about this a bit. Someone came to me and we're talking, and he was talking about something different. But I listened well to what he said. And some time ago, and he said, he's having a challenge. So he said, I'm not a member of the church. So he said, I listened. I remember years ago, and my pastor taught a sermon. This is how he said it. He said, and I listened to that sermon. He said, gradually, that problem he had, okay, with himself, he said, I just walked out of it unconsciously. I didn't know it was gone. Okay, so he said that. So I said, fine. So now we're talking. So I asked him, is it the same challenge? He said, about the same thing. I said, so why haven't you gone back to what you listened to? Oh, he said, well, I just felt to get more counsel. I said, no. You are just going to feed on the same thing. On the same thing. The same thing. You don't outgrow the word. The same thing. You're going to do the same thing. And that's something we need to learn. We don't want to do the same thing. We want something very new. I said, go back. I'm not the pastor. I didn't teach what he heard. But whatever he heard, come on, got a hold of the problem. I said, go back and hear it again. And sometimes, between us and our healing are the instructions we have not heeded. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, attend to my words. Come on. Incline your ears to my sayings. Pay attention. Hallelujah. Pay attention. You know, if some of us could listen more to the songs that we sing, sometimes you're just carried away with the melodious tune of the song. Healing is mine, I will be, I believe, I receive. Healing is mine. You think it's a voice practice? This is the glory days. The miracle of it's a woo. And then you got pain on your body. You don't say, these are glory days. Which means you knew the song, but you did not incline your ear to it. This is the glory days. The miracle of the bars. There's glory all around. You don't say, oh, sorry. How's your head? How's your back? We believe in God, oh. This is the glory days. The miracle of the bars. Which means you are not inclining your ear. You are not paying attention. He said, keep them in the midst of your heart. Let them not depart from your eyes, for they are life to those who fight them, and health to all their flesh. But look at the instruction. Attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. So, which means to those lepers, God's word for them was, go show yourself to the priest. Hallelujah. There are some times like that, if you meditate on God's word, you have some instructions. I told you that last week. You got some instructions from the Spirit of God. Sometimes you're in a meeting, an instruction from the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You there? Incline your ear. Incline your ear. You know if you incline your ears by the things that you say and the things that you do. I'm going to show you three instances before this where they got healed by paying attention to an instruction. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Remember, a brother like that, he had been bedridden. He'd been on the bed for a long time. And so they were cleaning him up and all that, and I said, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go to the bathroom now and have your bath. That didn't look like something supernatural. So go have your bath. So he got up. As I said that. And then he walked to the bathroom. And he said, wow. So go there. Have your bath. And that was all. Go have your bath. Not praying tongues. Praise the Lord. Sometimes that's just the instruction you have. That's just it. Told you last week or so. A guy like that called me and said, I said, you know what you're going to do? You're going to lay hands on the sick. That's all you're going to do. I'm not going to pray for you. Said, this week, go around, lay hands on the sick, and you'll see, that's all I got. And the whole thing will be gone. He needed a surgery. And I said, go lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on as many as you can. Amen. And as you lay hands on as many as you can, you will experience healing. He did. Praise the Lord. That's what he did. He followed that instruction. So between our healing many times and where we are is instructions that we follow. Incline your ears, you might say. Attend to my words. Go to 1 Samuel. You there? Are you there? 1 Samuel. Chapter number 1. Saw something here too. I'm just going to talk about that. And this was Anna. You know about our story, right? She was weeping because she had no baby. She was what you can call medically speaking, barren without a child. And then the husband, Elkanah, said, you know what? Why do you weep like this? Why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? Mouth. Just making mouth, you know. He's making mouth. You're better, right? And the other ones are having kids. And you're better. Come on, stop saying that. Come on. All right, so Anna rose up after they had eaten Silo. And after they had drunk and Eli, the priest sat upon a seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. She was in bitterness of the soul and prayed the Lord and wept sore. Now, if you see someone like this, you can almost feel that she's not in faith because she's crying. And could get to a point, listen now, where some of us are no longer moved by the word. And we just say, well, praise the Lord, I have healing. And you're not really passionate. Sometimes faith is expressed in such emotions. She believes God. She's believing God. She is believing God. Praise the Lord. She is believing God. Look at it. So sometimes you see your emotions, and they're tough. I mean, they're well expressed because you are believing God. She's believing God. Watch this. She vowed a vow, and you go on and says she's praying, 12, before the Lord. Eli backed her mouth and says, only her lips was moving. Our voice wasn't heard. So he assumed, listen now, he assumed that she was drunk. To put away wine from you. Now for you to know that she wasn't bitter, in the sense of in the flesh, neither was she angry or upset. The response she gave Eli shows you that what she had in her heart was faith and not the flesh. Because if it was the flesh, she would never have walked in honor. So sometimes like that, tears doesn't mean that you are in doubt. Do you hear what I said? Doesn't mean. Doesn't mean you're in doubt. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. A man of God did say this about his daughter. He said the daughter had been sick for a long time. Took her abroad, brought her back, and there was nothing they could do. He said at some point the doctors were just managing them. You know how doctors are? And they are just saying, you know, yeah, let's see, we'll find you and all that. So he said, he held the wife, and tears came out of his eyes. I'll never forget that prayer. He said, God, you know you are the only one I serve. If there was another God greater than you, I'll have served him. But I know there's none. And I'm going to trust you here. And I believe you. In tears, I believe you that my daughter is healed. That's faith. Hallelujah. Sometimes someone can be confessing and making mouth and his heart is not in it. This woman's heart, Anna, wasn't what she was doing. Her heart was in it. Her heart was inside it. She's not confessing God's word by the side. No, her heart was in it. Praise the Lord. You following this? Now watch this. I said, if she was in the flesh, right? And you know, it's so interesting that, and God is such a super great father. You know, you are believing God, and you are in your heart believing. He's going to use Eli to minister to you, and Eli gets it wrong. He's going to use Samuel to anoint a king, Samuel gets it wrong. He's going to use Isaac to ordain a man. Isaac gets it wrong. You know, and that doesn't change anything. And Eli got it wrong. Eli said, you're drunk. If she was in the flesh, you know, sometimes people like that, they're crying and they're angry with God. Angry with the church. angry with their pastors. Why are they sick despite being Christians, despite being in the church, despite being in the meetings? Why are they healed? And they're saying, oh God. And then the pastor now makes another error. What's wrong with you? Doesn't know that she's feeling pains. You're always sitting here. Why are you so lazy? Sorry, sir. Yeah. And then she says, with your permission, let me go home. It goes and goes. No wonder I didn't want to belong to this church again. You don't have human feelings. That means all along, you were not in faith. You can't get dishonor in faith. You can't get bitterness in faith. Hallelujah. And I've seen people like that. And God said, don't lay hands on this fellow yet. Tell him, tell her to go correct so, so and so. That's all. Go correct so, so and so. If you get a hold of walking in love, and you said it right, unforgiveness removed in your heart. There's some folks like that, guys. If you lay hands on them 1,000,000 times, nothing's going to happen. They need to set it right. Get it right. Begin to walk in love. Get it right. Sometimes that's all the instruction you need to be healed. Get it right. Get it right. Sort it out. I told you last week. I said here, by the Spirit of God, sort it out in your heart. No bitterness. Amen. No anger. If Anna was in the flesh, she would have responded negatively. Sometimes you really don't like the situation, but you are also in the flesh about it. You are bitter, angry at everybody, angry at Elkanah, angry at Eli, angry at everyone. You say you're not angry with God, you know God is powerful. So you let him be, but you feel, come on, God, you know in my heart of hearts, you know somewhere I got beat for you. And you say, what? Don't you know what I'm passing through? I've been sick of so-and-so disease for 4 months. Nobody in this church cared for me. That's not how you're ever going to get healed. You're going to get worse because you are in the flesh. What? You get home, you shout out your kids, shout out your parents, your neighbors. What? Nobody cares for anybody. You just die. Rubbish. That's no faith. But you know what? You see, Eli said, you drunk woman. Go home. She said, watch this. No, my Lord. I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink. Some guys are believing God for healing, but they are doing ariya all over the place. You know, I went to someone's house. She's believing God for him. And I saw a whole lot of musical CDs. Of course, some Ron Kenoly was there in the middle. Musical CDs. Back to life, back to reality. You know that song? I said, I can see your healing. I'm not going to waste my time praying for you. Now I'm going to waste my time praying for you. You are not serious about it. You're not. See this. She said, I poured my soul before the Lord. Count not an unbaby, the daughter of Belial. Father, the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken either to. See how she spoke. Faith has a voice. The voice is never bitterness. Now I'm saying to you, hey, sort out bitterness. Get out of your mind. Did you hear me? Get out of your mind. Get the son out of your mind. Get out of your mind. You know, and this happened to me as a lesson. 25 or 6 years ago, there was this issue that this guy, and I'm not saying this as a supremacy fact, but there was this group of guys, and don't let me tell much of the story. But the point was, there was strife. And the strife was very heavy amongst us. I was part of them. And so we were not together for a while. So we broke apart. Or should I say we broke up? Alright, something like that. But we're men, right? Amen.
So we need to
make it up. Come on, so it's clear. Take over. So we're having this meeting. We're talking with the anointing and his anointing. And I didn't know they were going to come. So I was ministering. As I was ministering, and I just gave a word of knowledge. And then one of them, who was the eldest, he came out. And the next day, pardon me, he came the second, because it was a 3 day, it was August, yeah, it was. And he came, that's true, August, yeah. I remember it was August because of something that happened. So he came back the next day, which was a Tuesday, and he said that he had gone to check. There was something he was born with, that he had gone for different crusades. That was what I mentioned. He said he had never, except his brother, who was also there, said he had never shaved anyone than the mom. Said he was surprised that God, this now, waited, it's interesting, for him to come to the meeting of someone, listen now, that he had been striving with, listen now, for months to be healed of a sickness he had even when we were together. Sometimes it's between those simple instructions. If some of us can get a read of those kind of things in our minds, you know, and do the word. Don't selectively do the word. And you know, some of us who are knowledge pro word people, we take some things for granted. We think I can walk in unforgiveness, I can walk in bitterness, dishonor, and still walk in the power of God. You're joking. Knowledge doesn't excuse you from knowledge. And there you are. She said, "You had me. Watch this. Notice what Eli now told her. Now, imagine what he said. You are there. You are fasting. You are believing God. Eli probably isn't the right guy in town because everybody's talking stuff about him. You know, I will never forget, 1988, yeah. I had this, my brother was ill. And we're in our hometown. So I was left with him, because it was like the holiday period, the December kind of period. It was 87, 88. So he was on the bed, he couldn't get up. Now, I never liked Archbishop Benson Idahosa. The reason why I didn't like him was not because of myself, something they said he did. You know, that sometimes they're so stupid. You dislike somebody because of something somebody said they did. I didn't know him. I didn't even know how to spell his name. But I didn't like him. And what did they say he did? Let me tell you. I was not even born again when I didn't like him. They said he is wearing agbada and destroying Christianity. That was the reason. And I used to wear agbada too. But he should not. Because he's a man of God. And that he wore rings. And I said, why should a man of God wear a ring? That he's fake. I didn't know what was real. When I heard those things and I believed it, I'm sure I was also on my way to hell. But that day, he was on OGTV. Then his ministry, somehow I just paid attention. Then he said, there's a young boy there, the brother, he was so specific. He said, he's sick, he's been on the bed, now he's in the sitting room, living room. He said, lay hands on him. Hey. He was wearing agbada, interestingly. Put my hands on him. My brother got up. From that day till now, I thank the Lord. And look at what Eli did. What Eli did was even interesting. Eli said, go in peace. God of Israel grant thee your petition and thou art of him. Then she said, let the animal find grace in thy sight. So, the woman went away and did eat. When he said, go in peace, it simply meant, go and eat. And that's what he said. She didn't have bitterness in her heart. And she took the instruction to heart. And look at what happened. In verse 20, she got a child. She conceived. She bore a son. 2 Kings 5. See, I'm obedient to God's word and God's spirit. 2 Kings, chapter 7, chapter 5, pardon me. You know the story. You have this, oh, big deal about healing ministry, and Naaman comes, a big man, he comes in a convoy. He comes in a convoy to, sometimes we think it's ceremony, comes in a convoy to be healed. Say, I'm going for my healing. Give me an escort. Why are you going to, I'm going for my healing. Get me my bodyguard for his healing. Oh, come on, bring my personal accountant, bring my checkbook. Why are you going? I'm going for my healing. That's a big man, you know. And sometimes that's how we said it. Come on. You want to get healed on your terms? Said, I'm not going to come out for anyone to lay hands on me. I'm a man of God. Because I'm a man of God, men of God don't come out for hands and be laid on them. So what am I going to do? I'm just going to stay in my room and say, oh God, God of Israel, Isaac and Jacob, I thank you, you know me. You know, he's a man of God. He's a man of God. So he cannot come for the meeting. He's a man of God. So he comes in a convoy. He's from a convoy. And then he's outside. He's thinking, okay, where's the red carpet? They say, hold on. Gehazi say, hold on. You know, Gehazi. He goes inside. He says, Pastor? Yeah. Someone's outside. Who? Ah. Someone's outside. Who? Ah. Last night I saw him on CNN. Who? He said, is Naaman, the captain of the host of Syria. Yeah, for what? Ah, Pastor. He's sick, right? Yeah. Obviously, he's from Syria, he should be sick. You don't quote me, right? He says, okay, what do you want? He said, go, verse 10. And wash. He didn't even see him. What? He said, what nonsense. It was a man of God who loved me when I was coming. He said, go and wash yourself in Jordan 7 times. There was no, you know, today if they say this one, you do it. You know why? Because someone has done it before. Say, people still go to Jordan now. They get dirty, yeah? But the point is, this has not happened before. Go wash yourself. He didn't say one. 7 times. What? Hot man is coming for us. You mean we brought all these SUVs to go and have a bath? And the bath is even in Jordan. Now, see, Jordan wasn't pretty. Not a nice place. You know, there are some lakes you go and then it's for sightseeing tourism. No. Jordan was dirty. I don't want to mention names around. You know, that kind of thing. Say, go deep. He said 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 times. What? Says deep yourself. That means your servants won't do it for you. 7 times. And the man said, what? In 11. Ah! He wouldn't even come out and stand and call him and strike his hand. And he knew how he should get healed. Can you imagine? Big man. He wouldn't even come and speak a word about my life. Another Abana and Papa, rivers of Damascus, better. Can you imagine? Than all the waters of Israel. May I not be washing them and be clean? He turned and went away red. And someone said, Bros. Pastor, oh sorry. Oh God, you can sack me after this. But this agidi didn't get you healed. Ah, it's just to wash, sir. Don't worry. We'll bring towel. Or towel. He goes. He went now. That shows you something. Lord, it's not, listen carefully now, it is not within their culture for him to listen to a member of his troops. So which means that he corrected himself. I can get it wrong, but I can also correct myself. He corrected himself. And the guy said, come on, sir, just go and do it. There's no big deal. Just simply do it. Look at those instructions. And he goes ahead. And the 7th time, verse 14, he was clean. Now the importance about this, the importance of this, is that Jesus in John 4 mentioned this particular story. Hallelujah. How many times are you supposed to deep? Huh? Not 6.5, right? He got healed the 7th time. You know, imagine the first time, and then nothing happened. You know, if it's the first time now, and the beaters go and say, wow, thank God, thank God. If I do 6 times, say, woo, 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 woo. First time, nothing. Second time, nothing. Imagine what's going on in your head. Well, Allah will kill this man. The third time, nothing. The fourth time, nothing. Fifth time, they say, okay, two. I mean, six, there should be a sign. Morning shows the day. You begin to rationalize. The sixth time, nothing. You don't like it, you say, rubbish! Seventh time, what's that move? So I look stupid. The seventh time. Jesus had a guy like that who's blind. Jesus took clay, spat on it. I'm not sure he used mouthwash. And he go, he said, shh. He says, ah, what's this? Healing power. Says, go and wash yourself. Ah, after washing my face with saliva, go and wash yourself in a pool, a dirty pool. My son, attend to my word. Hallelujah. Incline your head to my saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I incline my ears to the word. Sometimes you're listening to a track. Hallelujah. And the song just says something about miracles. And you listen well. Imagine I was not knowledgeable in the word. And I'm pronounced with an incurable disease. And I can just remember a song by Don Wen, which is sung in 1987. I am the Lord and He led me. I didn't know the verse. I just knew Dumb Wen said, you are the Lord that healed me. I didn't know the verse. I didn't know where it was. And I said, in the name of Jesus. You know, now, you know, someday I was talking to someone. I said, you know, it was in a Bible study, Bible review class. And I said, you know, that he sent his word here is actually his word of deliverance. And we're trying to look at the meaning of that word. Because I had the shade of the bar. So I was saying, the bar, if you look at it in English and all that. Then I laughed. I said, the truth is this. I didn't know all this and I got healed by this. So, I didn't know all of this you're talking about. But it was profitable for me without the Hebrew. Come on now. So I just said, come on. This God's word on any issue will get you healed. Praise the Lord. Because He's a healer. Come on. Come on. And I said, I didn't know. Just a dumb Wednesday. I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. That's all. Just listen. If you listen well to the teaching, come on. Listen well to the songs. Because the songs are inspired. Amen. By the Spirit of God. You know, a brother, this just came to my mind. One of our captains, he's a pastor in America. He said he had this disease, just recently, just diagnosed. So he had gone to the doctors and they had said he was going to go through chemotherapy or something. I've forgotten the details of it. I mean, I mixed it up. So he said, it just came to my heart now as I'm speaking. So he was captain, I think it was 2019 or 18. So he said that as I was teaching one of the nights, and I mentioned honor. That with honor, that will get many things right. You see, that's why, you see, the Bible is very loud on it. I said it to you. See, the first commandment was about honor. First commandment. The first thing Jesus said in Luke 4 was honor. And he heard it. And he had left a particular pastor. He was out of it for a while. And then they fell out. He said he took his phone. Listen now. He called the man. And the man prayed for him. I wasn't the one who prayed for him. I was the one who gave him the instruction. He said the man prayed for him. By the time he went back to the doctors, he's shocked. They are shocked. the thing is gone. They told him to come back for another test. He told me boldly, he said, I know it's gone. Okay, I think we were about 2 weeks after, so confirmed gone. Just because he paid attention. Sometimes in church, if you listen very well, very well, very well, see, in between that sermon and your healing, is listening well to the instructions there. How does that? I said healing is not always instantaneous. Sometimes it takes, it's not immediate. Pump. Sometimes there's something I got to do. Sometimes there's something I should not do. In Luke 17 we saw, he said, go and see the priest. An instruction. It's not something you won't do normally to get healed. But he said, go and see the priest. And they're healed. In John 4. So, in John 4, the miracle didn't happen immediately. John 4, it says, in verse 52, and then inquired of them the hour when he began to amend. He began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. At the seventh hour, he began to amend. And there are things that don't happen immediately. So we need to pay attention to instructions. To the word of God. Listen well. Listen well. We said something last week, and we said, see now, thought things in your heart. No bitterness, amen? You cannot justify bitterness. You cannot justify. You cannot justify dishonor. You cannot justify anger. You cannot justify evil speaking. Amen? And you know, we can do something for ourselves. We can set a daily schedule of walking in divine healing. Hearing the word of God, practicing the word of God, checking our hearts, free from offense, amen. Acting on the word, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes like that. I remember the time that the doctor gave me a report and I said, hold on, I'll be back. And I went and I began to feast on the word. I made sure that I dedicated some hours just on the word of God. On the word of God. On the word of God. And I heard God said to me, keep doing what you're doing. And I kept preaching, kept teaching, kept doing what I was doing. But I enjoyed it in the mornings. Towards the evenings, I'll feed on the word of God. I'll lift my hands. Lord, I thank you. Divine healing is mine. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. I said I'm healed more than I'm saved. Said more than I'm saved. I'm healed. Walk around, I'm healed. I'm healed. Remember someone I know well. He had a blood condition. 2000. And I just noticed that he would come to me and we're talking. And he would re-ask a particular sermon. So I said, yes, you said it yesterday. He'll come again. Said yesterday. He said, how to make faith confessions work. You do this, do that. I said, we said it 2 days ago. So one of the days he said to me, you know, I'm battling something. But I believe God. I just was saying it with you. So that I can hear it, till the thing was gone. Amen. Amen. You don't give up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You stay on the word. You come back healed by the power of God. So set something for this week. Every day, you just spend some time. I'm healed by the power of God. And you know, you're hearing God's word. You're saying it. Amen. And the miracles are here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, we thank you, our Father. Praise the Lord. You know, this week, you stand to your feet. This week, we're going to have miracles of healing. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And miracles of healing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will fall healed. Amen. You will fall healed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, sing that song. You're the God that answers prayers. Amen. Oh, almighty God, you are the greatest. You believe that? You believe that? You're like we said last week. He has done it before. Judge God faithful. Amen. Judge God faithful. Judge Him faithful. Amen. Skin infections. Come on. Also healed. Praise the Lord. Judge Him faithful. Judge Him faithful. Judge Him faithful.
But in the end, healed by the Lord. A lump in the breast is healed. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. But don't forget, set your house in order. Mm-hmm. Walk in love. Rid your heart of bitterness. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Breathing conditions cured. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Chest pains are gone. Amen. Irregular heartbeats healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. All urinary problems are healed. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, 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 well. Your urine is clear now, today. Yes, yes, Lord. Healing power of God's moving. Amen. We receive it for the week. For the month, for the year. Amen. Well, 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 well. You can stand for longer hours now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Sing that song. Come on.